everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, it becomes a podcast, John and Ken on demand, and you can listen to what you missed, and you can listen to it anytime today, tonight, all weekend.
Got another chance for money coming up at 3:20 with a keyword that'll be followed by the Moist Line. If this is the time you normally listen to the show, we've had a guest twice this week by the name of Rebecca Peterson. She's the woman that got sexually assaulted in Long Beach, just walking down the sidewalk. A homeless guy came up behind her with his pants down with the intent to rape her. He pulled up her dress. She fell to the ground. He got scared off. Apparently pepper spray was involved. LA County DA says, hey, misdemeanor. We learned from Rebecca that it looks like it's going to be upgraded to a felony. She's not able to speak right now, but we hope to maybe catch up with her next week, and then we'll wait and see if the DA's office follows through with what she says they're going to do. But speaking of following through, we got to take a few minutes to talk to the Riverside County District Attorney Mike Hestron, because on the fentanyl front, his office is doing something. In fact, what we now have is the state's first jury conviction of a fentanyl-related homicide, and today a Temecula man who gave this pill to a 26-year-old woman who died from the drug, did get 15 years to life in prison. As I mentioned, the first California jury conviction of a fentanyl-related homicide. We spent a lot of time on this with the trouble in Sacramento getting bills through that would deal with people that give other people pills laced with fentanyl. So let's bring on Mike Hestron and talk about this big case.
Mike, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
All right. Tell us the main details of the case.
All right, so just as you mentioned, Vincent Romero was convicted back in August of second-degree murder for furnishing fentanyl to Kelsey King. Kelsey King was 26 years old. She died June 16th, 2020. What he did in this particular case is he met this young woman, first time they met, and she told him, I've never tried fentanyl. He had experience with fentanyl. He takes out a fentanyl pill, a pill that he knows contains fentanyl. He crushes it up, divides it up into two lines, and gives her the drug. He takes some of it as well. They both pass out, and she dies. That's really the crime in a nutshell. That what distinguishes it, what made it a second degree murder, is that through the investigation, we're able to show that this individual, he knew the dangers of fentanyl. He had readily told investigators that he had had brushes with death, and he had other people close to him that had died of fentanyl. He understood subjectively the dangers. He still chose to give it to this unsuspecting woman. And so for that, under the law, that's second-degree murder. And so we took a hard line. We prosecuted the case, and a jury agreed with us.
Was it complicated at all by the fact that she knew she was taking fentanyl?
Well, she said, "I've never taken fentanyl," and he basically said, "Well, you know, here, try this." So it is complicated by it, but it doesn't relieve the defendant of what he did. He furnished fentanyl knowing the dangers. That's the crime. And so, sure, it's complicates it in the sense that, you know, we have to explain that to the jury, and it all gets presented to the jury. But the crime itself was the defendant's subjective knowledge and then disregarding that knowledge. It's a lot like a DUI. So, for example, you know, someone is has a previous DUI. They have to take a class. They learn all the dangers of DUI. They know that knowledge. They have that knowledge subjectively. It's not should have known. They actually know. They go ahead. They decide to drink and drive again. They kill someone. That's murder. And it's very similar to what happened in this case.
Where did you get the body cam video that was used in this case?
Body cam video.
It says here, body cam video showed Romero talking about splitting and sharing a pill known as a blue.
Okay, no, that was, yeah, that was during the investigation. That was the investigators, the sheriff's deputies that spoke to Mr. Romero. So that was afterwards, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it was part of the interview process of the crime.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he admitted, when I said he admitted to police that he knew the dangers of fentanyl, of furnishing fentanyl.
Okay, and so that helped you prove
his
intentional act here.
That's right.
I see. So
he's getting 25 years to life. I mean,
no, 15.
15, rather. What will that practically be, do you know? Because we know how things work in the state prison system these days.
Yeah, I mean, it is a life sentence, so he's going to have to deal with that. He's going to have to convince a parole board. He'll come up for parole. He got 15 years to life, and then he got an additional 6 years, 8 months for having a gun and drugs and a few other enhancements that he got. So that's going to delay the sentence a little bit, but yeah. So 15 years to life is the main charge.
Now, the main sentence. You know, some legislators have been trying to get a bill passed in Sacramento that the second time somebody kills a victim with fentanyl-laced drugs, that they should get
a homicide case.
Explain to me that bill has never passed. So explain to people who are wondering, how did you get yours? Your conviction, if they never passed a state law.
So what was a bill up in Sacramento? What was being discussed is not a second time prosecution. It was that if somebody is convicted of selling fentanyl, that they should be giving a warning, saying, you know, essentially, you've been convicted of dealing fentanyl. We're warning you that that's a lethal drug and you can kill people, so that, you know, if and when they ever did it again and they killed somebody, then they would we could easily or more easily prove the second degree murder. That's what was floating around Sacramento. So the way we did that in the absence of that admonishment was we just proved it circumstantially. You know, for example, in this case, in somewhat directly, because he admitted that he had that knowledge. And that's really what's at issue in these kinds of prosecutions. It's that we, the prosecutors, have to prove that subjective knowledge that the defendant had at the time that he furnished the drug. In other words, he knew something was so dangerous, you know, subjectively knew the danger and chose to do it anyway, disregarded it and put somebody else's life at risk, just like in the DUI context. So that's the whole prosecution in these cases. That's the difficulty, really, because in so many of these cases, we don't have any of that evidence to go on.
Right. So in the proposed state law, once they've been admonished from a first conviction
for selling
fentanyl, then the second time, if they actually kill somebody with the fentanyl, they can be charged with murder. That's the proposed law. It just hasn't gone anywhere yet.
That's right. And that's what we have in the fentanyl, in the DUI context, right?
Yeah.
So if you get a DUI, you get that admonishment. Hey, you're doing something incredibly dangerous to human life. Do it again and you hurt someone and you kill someone, you could be prosecuted for murder.
That's
tell them that.
Yeah, that's what's frustrating is we have a template here
Right.
For on how to do it, and everybody's agreed, yeah, that's fair, all right? If you've been warned about drunk driving once, the second time you get, you kill somebody, well, then you're gone. And it should be the same thing for fentanyl, and they won't
They won't do it. They won't do it. They don't want to make it any easier. But we still are taking that aggressive stance and finding ways to prosecute these cases and bring it to a jury. But we need that admonishment, and eventually we're going to have to get there.
Do you have other cases like this in the pipeline?
We have 25 pending second-degree murder cases based on fentanyl. We have 9 additional cases that we've taken to the federal prosecutors. So Riverside DA's office has embedded a prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office to prosecute these cases as well.
Yes, it says here 1,400 fentanyl-related deaths in Riverside County since 2020.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, we're getting 500 or so a year of people dying of fentanyl poisoning, fentanyl-related deaths.
This hasn't scared people from taking random pills from random strangers?
If they know about it, yeah, if they know about it, I mean, it's so hard to reach people, you know? It's hard to get people's attention. If you go back many, many years, you know, before early, you know, DUI laws were much more lax, and there was not as much of a focus on prosecuting DUI murders. You know, nowadays, if you skip ahead 20, 30 years, everybody knows that DUI is dangerous and that it's going to kill people. I hope that we get there with fentanyl, and I think that this is part of getting people's attention.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, Mike, the other side in Sacramento doesn't want to go this route, prosecuting people. They want to use education. They want to revive people with drugs.
They want to keep people out of prison at all costs.
Yeah, I know. I know, but, you know, they can't deny the death toll, and they're going to have to face the reality. The problem with Sacramento is they live in their own delusional world, and people are dying at just an incredible rate because of fentanyl. It's an absolute scourge across our country, and the folks in Sacramento can only deny that reality and pretend it doesn't exist for so long.
I can't believe 1,400 in 3 years. That is shocking.
Yeah.
Well, good job by you and your entire office.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on and sharing the story with us.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
All right. Riverside County District Attorney Mike Hestron. And what we're talking about is that a Temecula guy who gave a pill laced with fentanyl to a 26-year-old woman who died from the drug did get 15 years to life in prison. It's the state's first jury conviction of a fentanyl-related homicide. And it's too bad that not every DA in the state is doing cases like this, because fentanyl is quite different and so deadly that we need to take this kind of aggressive action against people that hand these pills out.
Get this story. This happened in Virginia, Loudoun County. Uh-huh. They issued a press release in one high school in Loudoun County, Virginia, 7 opioid overdoses in 3 weeks among the students. In one high school, 7 in 3 weeks.
That's that weird Loudoun County. They always have stories coming out of there, don't they?
I know. And the kids are whacked out on drugs.
All right. When we return, you'll hear another keyword. That's still going. You had a chance to win some cash. And then we'll hear from the Moistline people, round one. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, we're going to now visit with the Moistline people. All you have to do is leave a message. They're reviewed by our technical director, Eric Sklar, and he determines who gets on the air with what to say. Anyway, use the iHeartRadio app. The microphone icon directs you there, or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Every time you report on crime in Los Angeles, I get upset. And then I realize I just moved to Orange County, so I get a big smile on my face. You guys voted for it. You get what you get.
Yeah. I own a couple of high-performance cars, and it's known amongst the car community. Never speed on Mulholland Highway because it's patrolled by police officers with radar guns. And we also all know that PCH is wide open. That's why we speed on PCH, because there's no fear of police cars. Traffic lights don't work. We're just going to drive faster, so we beat the green light.
It's hilarious how only 0.04% of the population is vegan, but they take up about 90% of our time.
All those empty office buildings could be retrofitted to be affordable housing. They all have little offices. They can add more bathrooms. It doesn't need to be fancy, and it could be done immediately. as long as you don't let government contractors do it.
John, you bad boy. Leave Deborah alone. If she wants to eat grass and all kinds of green stuff, that's her business. You're just mean.
Yeah.
I still love you. You guys are best.
Oh, Boomer John, unfortunately, you are wrong about a lot of the work-from-home solutions. They actually do work. More studies are coming out every month about how work-from-home life balance is much, much better. I've been working from home for 5 years now, and I've been very, very successful with it. I actually get a lot more done, and so do my coworkers. So it's just a different time. Things have changed, my friend.
Yeah.
Get with it.
2 months before Gabby went to China, he met with Joey. More likely, he went to China to pick 10% for the big guy.
I can't stand it. I hear they want to pass more gun laws and things, when what they should be doing is passing more laws on psychiatry departments for releasing these nutcases. Check into them. Talk about them. Pass laws against them.
Of course, the no-cash bail system is working swimmingly after 1 month. With virtually every crime reduced to a misdemeanor, L.A. must be the safest city in the world.
Remember, when you're convicted of a crime and receive the death penalty, you have an automatic appeal paid for by the taxpayers, period. That's why there's so much drag out of that sentence. Either change that law or just give them life in prison. It's cheaper than the appeal process.
When you see a homeless guy yelling at apparently no one, it may not be what you think. There's a bum psychic network, the BPN. That guy's not crazy. He's arguing with a bum in Cincinnati.
They're still raising the prices on everything you're paying for, even though they automate it. It has nothing to do with how much they pay the workers. It's greed.
We need to thank that little Chinese kid that Newsom tackled, because he's there in China getting briefed on taking over as the president so they can take over the world. And thankfully, that footage looks so bad that they all saw him and are probably going, there's no way we can get this idiot in charge.
What kind of is that on the opening of Wednesday show? Vegan Day? I kind of thought for a second there you guys were turning into a sports talk show and we're celebrating the firing of that loser Raider head coach. Well, okay, let little Debbie have her day.
FEMA camp. All those you describing, John and Ken, yeah, you know who. That involves a lot of people. Yeah, there's only, because they ain't trying to do nothing. And all they do is wrecking and doing all that and wrecking housing. FEMA camp.
Is this
John,
Chris Little?
I just made a deep fake with you and Deborah. Deborah's eating a cheeseburger with you. It's a beautiful dinner.
For a regular burger, no cheese, with fries, and a Coke. $25 at some places. What the hell do you mean inflation?
Hamas is the apartheid over there. They haven't had a free election since 2006.
You guys should quit picking on Deborah Mark. Even though she is a vegan, it has a very lovely jacket. I would wear it, but I don't think they make it for obese guys.
Thank you for leaving your message.
Oh, the green coat.
The vegan green coat.
You know what I thought of this morning with that green coat picture? You look like a real housewife. Posing for some kind of...
I know.
You could be on one of those shows, The Real Housewives of the San Fernando Valley.
One listener thought she looked like a mafia wife.
Yeah, that was funny. That was a comment on Facebook.
Is that a mafia color, green? Well, the Italian flag is green.
It's the big faux fur collar and the big faux fur cuffs. It just...
But yeah, I think you made a statement, though, by making it green. It's kind of out of the ordinary.
Yeah. I just happen to love green.
Green is money.
I mean, that coat, honestly, it came in orange and bright pink and green, and I chose green.
Okay, green is also like pea soup. And which she loves, by the way.
Yes,
he likes pea soup, too. Lentil soup.
I love lentil soup.
We could start. Yeah, well, of course, that was the interruption a couple of days ago for World Vegan Day, and that's I knew there'd be some reaction.
That was my favorite day.
Yeah, well, you pulled out the vuvuzelas for that.
I guess I confused that guy. I thought there was a big sports announcement.
I did
coming.
Too. I thought there was something really cool.
Ken, that was brilliant.
Well, Eric's the one that found the vuvuzela.
But it was your idea.
Yeah, Ken texted me saying, play the music at the start of the show.
Of course,
I had no idea what it was for, it was for Vegan Day.
I do this also because I know people are going to call and mock her on the Moist Line. I think.
Thanks, Ken.
There's two sides to this.
Yeah, I know.
And John gets worked up, too.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I need to hear another soliloquy about.
You should have, for World Vegan Day, just eaten one piece of vegan food.
I've tried enough of her wacky vegan test dishes she's brought in here.
What about the guy who called and said he made an AI version of you and Deborah eating a hamburger at dinner?
That's a good one. And I didn't understand FEMA camp. What was that called?
That was about some of the homeless people putting them in FEMA camps.
Oh, FEMA camps. I thought he was saying FEMA cam, C-A-M.
FEMA, no, gets camp, what I thought camp he was saying.
No, there's people that believe that there are FEMA camps to detain us all for everything when the government takes over.
He may have been intoxicated, but we don't know.
Just a tad.
All right.
We'll get more of those people coming up in about 20 minutes. But when we come back, oh, dear. No, literally, oh, dear. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 till 4, then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast. I just looked at the Daily Mail. This will be quick. The Chinese president, Xi Jinping, is coming to visit San Francisco.
They're having the APEC conference. That's Asian Pacific Economic Conference.
Right. So Chinese media outlets are running video of a street fight amongst drugged out homeless people.
No, that's funny.
In fact, this is great. There's two guys wrestling on the ground. One is shirtless. There's a third guy beating the shirtless one with a broom. There's a fourth guy trying to grab the man wielding the broom. And then there's another guy kicking the two that are wrestling. And a couple other drug addicts standing around. Lots of garbage. Guy in a wheelchair. Others, passersby.
Those damn Chinese trying to make our beautiful San Francisco look ugly. Come on.
So they're running this piece on Chinese TV calling San Francisco a total failure.
Because they're communists, John.
And a ghost town. Well, they have a point, don't they?
Yeah, it depends on who's charged, what's wrong.
You're not going to find this in Beijing. How long do you think the Chinese police would put up with this scene? Oh, I can't get over the guy with the broom.
They're all whacked out. They're all zombies stumbling around.
All right, we're now going to revisit a story we talked about a couple of months ago. And I want to play this because in this story from Channel 7 is somebody from an official point of view. It's actually the Catalina Isla Conservancy Senior Director of Conservation. Her name is Dr. Laura Denhart. And this is that story that's riled people up, that because Catalina is overrun with deer, we're going to have to send men up, at, or women, up in helicopters to shoot them dead.
You'll like this, Deborah.
Hold on. This is Sid Garcia, ABC 7.
The Catalina Island Conservancy estimates there are 2,000 deer on the island. As part of their restoration plan to replenish the native vegetation on the island, all the deer must go. The method, the Conservancy is asking the State Department of Fish and Wildlife is hiring a company and use their sharpshooters to shoot the deer from a helicopter. The deer removal will take a few years to complete. The reason, according to the Conservancy, the deer feed on vegetation that only grows here, and it's having a negative effect on the ecosystem on the island.
Nobody, especially me, I don't want to kill animals, but at the end of the day, you have so many things that are suffering, and you can't ship them off the island. You can't administer birth control to solitary animals on a rugged island. What we're trying to do here is really make a safe, resilient island so that our unique wildlife and plant species can thrive and make sure the deer stop suffering.
Dr. Denhart showed us this enclosed area that's been allowed to grow naturally without any threats from the deer. Allowing the vegetation you see here to spread throughout the island again, Dr. Denhart says this will help reducing fire threats.
Fire is a natural part of these ecosystems, but when you don't have this and you have deer present, what you have is a lot more of these invasive annual grasses. And these cause much more frequent fires versus this. And you can intuitively see this. Like if I were to take a lighter and put it to this, this would start on fire immediately. Whereas this, that's not gonna catch.
There are those who oppose the method being used to remove the deer and are against getting rid of the entire deer population.
I understand their restoration plan, and we applaud what the Conservancy is doing, but we do not feel that removing every single deer from this island, they've been here for 100 years, we do not see that as a necessary step to take.
While the permit process continues, the folks with the Humane Society and locals are hoping they can work with the Conservancy on a different way to decrease the deer population here.
That's ABC 7 and reporter Sid Garcia. And you heard the woman in there from the conservation organization saying that she believes this is the only approach that they can take. You can't ship them off the island. You can't administer birth control. What we're trying to do is make this a resilient place. And she was illustrating with the grasses the danger here in that an area where they kept the deer out, the grass that grows is resilient to fire versus the ordinary grasses that burn easily. I mean, they've had some terrible, terrible fires on Catalina. And that's supposed to be part of this, the damage that the deer do. In case you don't know the story, they've been there about 100 years because I think a movie shoot came there and brought some deer for the shoot. And well, you know,
they're not native. And they're not useful. They're destructive. You know, they lead to out-of-control fires. So.
It's not their fault that they were brought there in the first place. So why do they have to suffer the consequences?
I don't know why they can't, like, remove them and take them to some sanctuary far away.
Exactly. That makes the most sense.
How many of them are there?
Yeah, I'm not sure how many there are. This is called a mule deer. But they might be, they can't be in more than the hundreds. It can be in the thousands. It can't be that many.
Put them on a big boat.
That's right. The Catalina Express. Do it a few times a day, every day.
How do you lure them all on the boat?
That's...
Noah did it.
You know, if you could administer birth control to a couple of them, you could leave them there and then take the rest. I don't know. I mean, and then how would they multiply? That's the problem. Animals can multiply at incredible rates sometimes.
There's 2,000 of them.
There's 2,000.
You're going to need a big boat.
You can just put them on numerous boats. Like I said, seriously, the Catalina Express, right? Put them on
the
there. And just the ferry. Yeah, just ferry them off the island.
How long do deer live?
To a sanctuary.
I mean, what are we really losing here? How many years do mule deer?
That doesn't matter.
Well, sure it does.
No, it does not.
John judges a lot of things.
Nine to 11 years.
9 to 11 years?
Well, that's longer than I thought. It's like a dog.
20 or more if they're in captivity.
No.
This is these are probably...
And in case you thought of this, they have no natural predators on the island, so they're not going to be taken out by that. So.
Right. So,
get a couple mountain lions then and put them on.
Well, Deborah, here's what they said.
Introduce predators.
That's right. Put a couple of
that'd be entertaining.
And the mountain lions will kill everybody. It says here, approach to capture the deer and relocate them to other areas where they may not cause as much harm to the ecosystem. The process of capturing and relocating deer can be very stressful for the animals. It can lead to capture myopathy, in which the deer become so stressed that they die from the stress of capture due to kidney and heart failure.
Okay,
Deborah.
Well, you know what? Then that's more natural than just, you know, shooting them. So I would say let's take our chances.
Oh, so you don't care if animals
no,
die
No, I
then.
Do, but what I'm saying is if I had to make a choice, okay, because not all of them are going to get stressed. We're trying to do a good thing by shipping them off to an animal sanctuary. And so if they get stressed out, maybe only one or
she
two.
She cares
I don't know.
They die. Because she's like this about like chickens. She knows the chickens are all going to die for people's dinners. You just want them in a
larger
cage.
So that they have
cage.
More room while right. they are living their lives waiting to be murdered. So that they have more room to spread their wings and live peacefully as much as possible until that day comes.
They had this chart of deer removal methods, right? And the only one that got really good grades was the helicopter. So that's the guy shooting. They have fencing, hunting, which would just be guys on the ground, predators, relocation, and sterilization. They all think they're...
I don't know. 2,000 of them, that's tough to deal with.
Oh, come on. It really isn't. It's not that bad. We're not talking 20,000. We're talking
Well, I think you could organize people to get that big ferry boat you're talking about and go over there and try to take those thousands of deer off the island. And
why don't we go and do a remote there on Catalina?
And talk to the deer?
And talk to the deer and help them get on these boats so that they don't stress out, right?
We'll
be very gentle. Yes, we'll comfort them. We'll be their service humans.
Service humans. Well, she works hard at this.
You started this.
We'll be back.
You're listening to John and Ken on Demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, time to go. But before we do, we want to play the Moist Line round two. Leave your messages using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or, of course, dial up the old toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Something else you don't know about Jerry Brown while he was in the office in the 70s, he stopped all the waterway improvements and the reservoirs because his thought was, I don't want more people coming to California, so we're not going to increase the water supply. I'm sure you didn't know that.
Now I've heard it all. They're going to change the name of birds because it offends somebody? Come on. I like robins. I like cardinals. It's a waste of your time to change the names of birds. There are so many more important things that should be discussed and changed. My God, pull your head out of your ass.
$20 an hour minimum wage. How about you get some agency for your own life? Let's make minimum wage what it should be, zero. If you're not making enough money, get another job or go somewhere where they'll pay it for you.
And the people that want to make you about homeless people, the Marina Freeway, do they ever look at like the 15 or like the freeways out in San Bernardino and see how crowded they are and wonder why they're crowded? Because people can't afford to live at the beach, you stupid idiots.
So one of my customers is the Farmer Boys chain of restaurants. I've already spoken to several franchisees. They're either going to sell, close their doors, fire, or lay off hundreds, maybe thousands of employees, replace them with kiosks and automated equipment.
Robots.
There will be no fast food jobs for teenagers looking for work during the summer. It is over.
Government buildings are 80% empty, yet we can't find out where to put all the homeless and the vagrants. How does that work?
You're talking about the pedophile parked watching kids at the school. I'm sure the city police department, as a civilian, we used to call them traffic controllers, could pull up and park right next to his passenger door and just sit there doing its paperwork or whatever. And that would solve the problem. He'd get tired of just looking at the civilian in a police car.
When is Mayor Bass
going to reset crosswalk lights to pre-COVID times when they only turn green when there are actual pedestrians wanting to walk. I'm sick and tired of stopping at lights for phantom pedestrians. It has to stop.
I've seen that too. I heard the piece about the pervert at the school, the laptop and the blanket, and I agree with you. I don't know where the men in this world went. Maybe they're home playing PlayStation all day. I'm really not sure. But how about something peaceful? But how about if they just issued parking permits for people to only park in the parking lot or even on the street? I've seen that done before. And then at least the police could maybe enforce it.
Have the city put up a no parking sign where he parks his damn car every day. Very simple. Or paint the curb red. That will get rid of him. Or they can tow him away. You're right. He's a pedophile, and that's ridiculous.
Those law schools at the big universities, they're not going to have to worry about recruitment because all those kids out there demonstrating for Hamas and all that, they'll just simply get jobs with the ACLU.
In the video, you can see the grin on his face when he gets up and when he's walking towards her. Doesn't this show intent?
Maybe we should see if any of these criminals show up for their court date before declaring zero bail a success.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
You know what other people pointed out? They did that victory dance over zero bail that, you know, how do you know that you're catching the people that got released on zero bail? They may be out there committing crimes that you haven't caught up to them yet for. So
99% of burglaries are unsolved.
They're unsolved. So, you know,
so that's
you're just making stuff up with statistics that are not extensive enough. You don't have the information.
Fake statistics. Impossible to know. You have to use your common sense.
And a lot of those other callers were about the Norwalk guy that's been positioned in a car with a laptop and a blanket, pleasuring himself while he watches kids go by from his nearby school. That's what they
Everybody's afraid to confront him and get him ejected.
I have to keep an eye on that story, see what happens with that creep.
You know, the guy's right. All the guys are at home playing video
PlayStation,
games.
PlayStation,
Yeah, they get low testosterone. They can't even dispose of a pedophile who's threatening their wives and kids. All right, we got Conway.
Hey now,
where
hey
are now. You?
We are at Santa Anita Breeders' Cup, the 40th annual Breeders' Cup, and we're going to be here till 7 o'clock. The last race goes off in about 20 minutes, so we've got nothing to do between 4:30 and 7.
Well, there's a really enticing
maybe
promo.
You should have done our show today, yeah.
Oh, that's right. We should have flipped. I didn't even
we
think about
flipped.
That.
Flipped the
I
script.
I didn't even think about that. But, yeah, we'll be here. We're at near Clocker's Corner, stretch of the, what is it called? Top of the stretch.
Top
which
of the
is
stretch.
A lie. It's this room should be called Closer to Hollywood Park. I've never been this far away from the finish line in my life.
Oh,
I don't even recognize any of the buildings around here or the people. Dave Lopez is coming out with us from KCAL and CBS. He's a big track guy, big degenerate like me. And he retired to make money at the track. How's that going? No good, huh? No good. No good.
Who else would be at the track?
That's right. That's right, man. But we're going to be here until 7 o'clock. Petros is going to come by. Bob Baffert at some point. Frank Miramonte is going to come by. He's got he's the track announcer here, and you know some a lot of weirdos. Right.
Interview some horses for me.
Oh yeah, yeah, yes, yes. I have a ton of money on the 11 horse in the next race.
Oh.
So the eighth race coming up, I have the 11, and if the 11 wins, I'm out of here.
What's his odds?
15-1 right now. So if it wins,
that's a bit of a long shot for me.
Pay $340 off a $20 bet.
How much do you think you're going to lose by the end of the show?
Oh God Almighty! I tell you, if I didn't have this Jones, I could have retired. By now,
there's only one race left, John. How much could he lose?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
No, I'm down a load. I'm down like a week's salary.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Already?
Should we do a fundraiser?
You can hear it in my voice. I'm angry as hell. I hate everybody here.
All right.
Ding dong.
Dave Lopez.
All right.
This is the ding dong day then.
Ding dong. Right. Yeah, I'm not even going to do ding dongs anymore. I'm going to charge him by the dong.
Conway's next. Andrew Caravelli
should be a
is the
fun
news.
Show, huh?
There he is. Santa Anita.
Live from the KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.